back. This is Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. You can follow us on Facebook at Freeform Network, and we're on Twitter under FFR Podcast. Hashtag these nuts, FFR Podcast running this bitch. And remember to send your questions and suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Again, this is Freeform Radio, the flagship FN show on the Freeform Network. This is one of our many hosts.
My name is Daniel.
And this is Andy, who still has his Christmas tree up and is as we're recording this today. And I have a feeling it's going to be up till March because I haven't really done shit, because even with the nice weather, I haven't done anything.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't know if you noticed when you walked into the house today, I still got my tree up. But we were actually going to take it down on Friday.
That was my game plan.
But since the garbage man comes on Thursdays and we're planning to throw it out this year.
The
plastic one. We've had that since we got married, me and Alana. We went out and we bought that together.
No sentimental value. Just throw it right out.
To be honest, I wanted to keep it. But Alana, she's done with it. Half the tree doesn't light up anymore. It was one of those pre-lit trees that have the wires run down
already.
That was
the craze earlier in the millennium. Yeah. So, but do you have a new tree already, or is it still?
No. Actually, we don't have a tree yet, but we are planning to do a live tree maybe the next year or so.
Oh, shit. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
Has its plus and minuses.
Yeah, for sure. So, I don't know. It might be the only opportunity that we have to do a live tree and then maybe transition to another plastic tree the year after. But I figured, what the hell? I know it's going to be a lot of work. I know it's going to be a pain in the ass, but let's do it at least once. Let's get a real tree. I've never had a real tree. I've heard it's nice, and I've seen yours, too, and it looks nice.
Yeah, I had a live tree for a couple years, and the first year was a learning experience because I never knew anybody that had a live tree. So you learn quickly what to do. The second and third years, it was kind of easy. The best part is, you could just throw it out. You just toss it. I got my tarp, I threw it on there, and I had a carpet, and I just dragged it out when I was done, so that was nice. It does have its pluses, and you'll see next year. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I like that tree smell. Me and Alana burn a lot of the incense, wood smell, tree smell, so it could smell like you had a firewood or if you're like in the woods, and we like that natural smell, so I got a feeling this pine tree, when we do it next year, it's going to be nice. I just don't know about the cleanup and the hard work of maintaining it or whatnot.
You just
got
to pour water. And there's some, I think in Menards, they have like this thing they recommend to kind of help it preserve a little bit more. But it does drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
If you go without.
How frequently do you have to check it? Daily or?
I checked it like every other day. I've gone up to like 3 days, and the third day was like all the way at the bottom. It was it does take a lot of water.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'll probably try to get something small. I don't want to get nothing huge that's going to overtake my living room. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to drive around and be one of those guys that comes with a tree on their roof and puts it up. We'll see how it works out.
You're going to be taking the whole family singing down to Menards? Or
yeah,
you're
going
to go to like actual lot?
Like a Christmas vacation thing, something like that. But nah, it should be cool, man. We'll have to see. I'm going to toss out this old one probably on Thursday. Alana's planning to take off the lights and the ornaments off today.
Well, that's the game plan, right?
I had a game plan, too,
to take my tree down and still up, and it's Sunday that they're recording this. So.
Yeah. So we're going to take down all the shit, and then on Thursday, hopefully, drag it out there garbage day so they can pick up the tree and take it with them.
Damn, man. It's always sad when you throw out a Christmas tree.
So anybody out there, if you're interested in a Christmas tree, there might be still one in front of my house you could pick up.
Hold on, man. You got to take money offers, and then no one offers
you money.
Oh,
first money offers?
Oh, do the Craigslist thing. Like, yo, free tree. I bet you that thing be gone right away.
Yeah.
In front of this house.
Should I put, like, free tree, but you need to take off all the ornaments first?
Oh,
and pack it up for me.
Well, now you're thinking, man. That's why you're smart. I would never thought of that shit. If you don't mind some guy walking into your house and don't give a fuck about your ornament.
Like, hey, asshole, watch out with that ornament, man.
Hey, man, that thing's like a $20 ornament. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But to rewind a little bit, Andy, man, I love that intro, man. A lot of huevos in that shit, man.
I try to come inspired. Let's just say this morning I had a lot of coffee. So.
Oh, good, good.
And I'm drinking my pop now. Light ice. That's my new thing at McDonald's now when I order pop.
Light ice?
I go light ice on that.
Why don't you just do an Ari and just say no ice?
Nah, man, that's too rough. I did see they push a button that says light ice.
There is a button.
Yes.
Holy shit.
So the whole reason I got this, about a month ago, I was going to McDonald's to get my usual dollar Coke because they put Coke in it or something. Everybody talked to loves McDonald's pop.
Yeah.
Right? So I go, and the lady goes, yeah, and I want light ice on that. Oh, not a problem, man. And she pressed a button. And even the receipt says light ice.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, shit, man, I just learned something. So ever since then, I just go light ice on that. Oh, not a problem. And it's always really light ice.
Wow, wow. I don't mind the ice in it. Some people complain because the ice is to the top, but I like chewing ice. So after I'm done with my drink, then I just chew the rest of the ice that's in the cup.
I just want more bang for my buck, man.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to Coke, as everybody knows. And, yeah, I need that shit with no ice. It's already cold when it comes out of the fountain.
So when are you going to quit pop? When is it going to be your New Year's resolution? When is that going to be your game plan?
If you see me like quit pop, I think I'll have like some major. I tried reducing my pop, and I went through some mood swings. Like yeah. Some like all the aspartame.
Like more than you already have?
Yeah.
You have
right
quite
now,
a bit of.
Right now I had a coffee with the sweet and low. And then I got my breakfast. And then now I'm like, man, I'm going to be talking a lot. So I need my Diet Coke to get me revved up for this intro, man. Because, you know, word on the street is kind of boring. So I had to rev it up.
All right. I like it, man. I like it.
You hear that, people, man? We're changing.
I don't care for the swearing too much, but I like the energy.
You said hashtag these nuts on Freeform running this bitch. You brought that up.
No, I didn't.
You're like, I like that. Let's get that trending.
Exactly. Let's get that trending. Let's get the nuts trending. But yeah, man. Jumping in, man. We got a new prez in the office, man. I saw very little of the inaugural, just because every time I would see something on the inaugural on my feed and Facebook, I saw something about the protest, so I guess it was one and one. What are your feelings towards the inaugural? Did you see any of it?
I did not see any, but I did was reading excerpts of his speech. I might watch it later today. I kind of like all this shit, like the pomp and stance of an inauguration.
Wow,
and
pomp and stance, man. Yeah. That's a fancy word for a Mexican there.
So like the marching and the soldiers, the salute. It's like it's kind of cool because some of that stuff started back in the day and they're still doing it today. Like it's America is not really old. It's old to us, but it hasn't been around like some of the other like European countries and how the shit that they do since back in the day. So it's kind of cool.
Speaking of all the sword stuff and like you said, I saw they had like a first dance, kind of like when you first get married.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was a Mexican president? You think he'd bring una banda or some mariachis up in there, man?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he could. He's a damn president. Now I read that Trump did do some things
that were different.
That were different, which is fine. You know, it's as long as you don't go too much, like, where I'm not doing this or that, you should be fine. You could tweak it a little bit. It's there to be tweaked.
Like bowing down to other presidents.
No, that's
in the
not
country.
Cool. That's not a cool tweet. You're the leader of the free world. You don't do that shit. So that's why. That's what got kind of the last guy in trouble with certain people. it's a different time again. And now I know a lot of Trump didn't say the best shit, but he's the president and people are, you know, remember people used to give Obama shit for going to talk to, like, I'll talk to one of the
Fidel, or one of the
people from Iran and Chavez, like, people gave him shit. Like, why would you talk to those people? Now, people in certain communities are going to talk to Trump, and they're being, like, people are shitting on them. And, like, everybody, like I always said, people come to this country, they all want to make money. And Trump is, no matter how he made a lot of money. And that's why everybody, a majority of Americans, that's what they want. That was a big part of his speech. You heard talking about we enough of taking our wealth and sending it to other countries. It's like it's time to grow our wealth back again, get make a great economy, and get this thing going again. Because the last president, I mean, he did. I'm not saying he did everything bad. I give him props, man. He gave people insurance, but the way he did about it was all messed up. It was expensive. Me, you, people who are work are paying for that. Now you got a guy up there, you know, telling Paul Ryan, oh, if it wasn't for Obamacare, I'd be dead. He paid my insurance. That's stuff that you want to read about, right? Because before that, he wouldn't have been able to get insurance because of the old stupid mandates. But now, this shit's so expensive, it's fucking over everybody else.
Yep.
And it could have been done very simple, but, I mean, we'll see what happens. If they do repeal it, which I don't mind, I hope they do come up with something better than what the system was.
I don't think they need to create this insurance structure like Obamacare. I don't think you need to have this this huge thing that governs it. All people, the majority of people, all they wanted was pre-existing conditions. Yeah. They just wanted that clause in insurances so that people who have issues, people who have heart disease, people who are diabetic, people who have cancer can go from insurance to insurance and not worry about having a lapse in their coverage, and now the next insurance is not going to cover them. Because that was one of the big things, is that if you have a lapse for X amount of time, I don't know what it is.
They get scared.
You get screwed. You can't get the next insurance. You have to go through like a probation period where they will cover you, but they won't cover everything because you have pre-existing conditions. And it sucks, man, because some of these conditions, man, it's expensive, man. Alana takes some really expensive medicine that if we didn't have insurance, it'd be like $6,000 a month for pills. So I understand that completely, man. I'm in that boat. But I don't think we need this whole care service thing. All we needed to do was force the insurance companies to not have any kind of clause that exempts a pre-existing condition. And that's all that was really necessary. Let the free market fight for pricing. Let different insurance companies, that was the other thing, let multiple insurance companies provide in the state. So let Blue Cross fight against whoever the next the company,
Guardian, wherever the other medical insurance people.
Let 12 fight of them, for your money. Fight for it, and the economy will dictate what you will pay, because everybody's always going to bargain for the cheapest price. So whoever has the cheapest price, it's going to domino effect and just make everything drop down if it's competitive.
It was just like it was time for a change. Now we got it. We'll see what happens. I mean, he's saying, I know people like, you know, he's not perfect. He said some messed up shit, but put America first, and we'll figure everything else out later. I mean, that's a good first step, but we'll see, man. I don't know. This guy, people are waiting for him to mess up, and then when he messes up, they're going to be all over him. So they're not really giving him a chance. I've never seen the country so freaking divided. I thought Obama divided. This is even worse. But I've seen people protesting, like, every day and about some, like, just dumb shit. It's just, they're that pissed off. I don't know. It's kind of weird to see all these upset people.
I think it's a different community as well. It's more of the vocal, you know, Z-Gen people that are out there protesting, and they're definitely vocal, man. They don't keep quiet. They don't go, well, we'll see in 4 years, and if we don't like them, we'll get a new guy. Which, that's the boat I'm in. I didn't vote for Trump. I don't really care for him too much. But if you asked me one against the other, I would prefer Trump than Hillary. But I don't really like him. I don't think he's that great of a president, or he didn't seem to be that great of a president to me, candidate. And I had other people that I believed were run the country a little better. But past all that, you know, he's our president now. He's the president of the United States, the leader of our free country here. And I'm going to support him in what I can. And the things that I don't like, in 4 years, I'll have the opportunity to change it.
Okay. No one agrees on 100% whoever they vote or whoever they support in any political process, any people running for local offices here, state, federal. Is just, you know, he's done some messed up shit, but I mean, it's not worse than the alternative was the Clintons. People, you could just read all about it, and I mean, is pretty messed up. But the people are just tired of that. They're tired of Clinton. They're tired of the Bushes. They're tired of the Obama. It's just like those three are all connected, and they just said enough of this shit. So they put in a guy who said
somebody new,
somebody completely different, who was saying what they wanted to hear. Like, I'm outside of all this. I'm not a politician. He's not this. He's not really a Republican. He's not really a Democrat. I go, he is, if you really look at the fundamental stuff, yes, he's conservative on money and financially, but socially, he's a little out there. You know, he's like, he's cool with gay, you know, gay rights, transgender. He has women, you know, people in high powers of position in his company. He's helped minorities. I don't know that, you know, that's not your typical old school, you know, people was like, oh, Republicans are this and that. He's really open on social issues. And I go, now you see him at church now. Like yesterday, real quick, he was at the cathedral in Washington, D.C. He was hearing a prayer service. And I'm like, well, he's a Christian, supposedly, right?
Yeah.
And then it's an interfaith. He has, like, all these different religions up there. And I'm just like, to me, I'm not down with it. If you're a Christian, just have a pastor, priest, whoever you're down with, do your prayer. You don't got to have Jews. And, like, he had, like, a Hindu guy up there. I think he had, like, some other one. I was just like, what's going on, dude? You're a Christian. Why you have all this stuff? But I get it. He's doing the politician thing right now. So, to me, I didn't like that at all. But, well, you know, whatever.
Well, he's here. He has arrived, but to another arrival. You mentioned you watched the Arrival movie. What's the gist of this thing, man? I haven't even heard of it. What's the?
I've heard of it. It's when aliens come and they try to talk to us, but we're too dumb to understand.
Oh, okay. So when did this movie come out?
It came out in the summer.
Okay.
So what happens is, like, 12 pods show up in all across the country. And the governments are trying to figure out, they're trying to communicate with them. There's a whole process how they communicate, and it just, the movie goes on from there. I don't know how detailed you want me to get, because you haven't seen it, but stars Hawkeye from Avengers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hawkeye from M.A.S.H.
No, Hawkeye. What other Hawkeye there is, man? Avengers.
Hawkeye from M.A.S.H.? That's the guy's name.
Yeah, Superman's girlfriend, Amy Adams. And then Forrest Whitaker's in it. He's always in some weird movies now. And what else is in there? That's the big three that I remember. And I sat in my local theater, and they're just trying to figure out how to communicate. And, you know, Amy Adams, the Superman's girl, is just like, yo, man, we're just too dumb. You know, we got to talk to start from the beginning for both of us to understand. So they start writing out stuff on charts. And then the way by the aliens communicate, they throw, like, this bodily fluid on the screen, like, all these symbols pop up, and it's just weird.
Bodily fluids?
I don't know how else to explain it, dude. They're, like, in a glass case. They're almost like in an aquarium in the ship. And when they
independently, or is it community?
No, like, yeah, there's two of them.
Is it like a spacesuit? Like, are they in a spacesuit?
No, they're in a ship, and then they walk up. They're in, like, this aquarium.
Okay.
And then it's, like, foggy in there. And then they start writing out. She's like, my name is a woman or something. Human. And then they start, like, doing stuff. Like, when she first wrote it out on this board, then the alien started, like, shooting stuff into the fog. I'm serious, Dan. And I'm
she's
just
like, oh,
the
woman.
Aliens like, and like this stuff comes out, and like all these symbols, and they're recording it, and then they start deciphering what all that stuff means.
I'm assuming you watched this with your lady. What does she think about all this bodily fluids flying all over?
I don't know what else to call it. It's just like they're in an aquarium, right? And then the thing stinks out one of his tentacles, and like all this black mist comes out. And then afterwards, just having a cigarette. get rid of the cigarette, but it throws like this mist. And then they start recording it. And then they build
an
alphabet. Yeah. And then they start deciphering. And then they're like, ask it, what's it doing here? The government's like pressuring them to give them all this stuff. And she's trying to warn them, like, we're just barely learning how understanding each other. Like, I can't just start asking them, like, these specific questions because they might not get it. I might not get their response. We might interpret it differently because we don't know all our vocabulary.
Yeah, yeah.
In the meantime, the Russians figure out something. The Chinese figure out something. And the Chinese, like, man, all right, we're going to ask the aliens to get the hell out of here. We're going to nuke them. And then, like, all this crap happens. And then it's kind of, like, sci-fi-ish. There's, like, she's having, like, visions, I guess. Or, right, like, flashback scenes. They look like flashbacks. But at the end, it all makes sense.
Some of that bodily fluid got on her. She started something having visions. Like that.
She started having visions or something.
Damn, man. This movie sounds good, man. I'm going to go check it out. Go
check it out. I think it's my... I don't know when it's out on Blu-ray, but it is... I remember when I first heard about it... It looked good, but when I saw the aliens, I'm just like, oh, this is weird. And then when they started communicating, that's the, I'm just like, I'm a sick bastard. And I'm just like, okay. It's just like, and then it, and when, you'll see, well, I mean, watch the movie, but yeah, they communicate and then it just goes from there.
Wow. Wow. Well, speaking of something else adventurous on your side, Andy, you got some good news on that Game Boy, man. What how's that speaker going? How's the screen or whatever repairs that you were trying to do on it?
So I have a eBay resale thing I do a lot. I have a side business. You know, I'm a businessman like Mr. Trump, President Trump now.
Right, right, right. Trying to make that money.
I'm going to be a billionaire and shit, ripping off people. I mean, selling to people, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go to Goodwill at least once a week, look at stuff to buy and resell. So I found the Game Boy.
So do you want to spit your eBay account?
No, man. I don't want people hating your workshop. On that shit, man.
Oh, you don't want people hating on it, man? You get free advertising here,
nah,
man.
Nah, man. They're going to be like, man, what kind of shit you selling out here, man?
So all right, all right.
I bought, I found a Game Boy, Color. It was $2. And it had a game in there. I'm like, sweet. I saw it. I saw it. I'm like, oh, it's a Game Color, a Game Boy Color. I grabbed it.
Yeah, you mentioned last week, and everything turned on, but the speaker wasn't working.
So I didn't have batteries. I don't care. It's $2, right? It's a Game Boy Color. How bad can it be? Unless the thing doesn't power up at all. So I bought it. I looked some, bought some other stuff, went home, put some batteries, and it powered up. I'm like, sweet. And then I didn't hear any noise. You heard, like, a muffle. And then so I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, I raised the volume. I'm thinking, like, oh, shit. Like, this thing, it played and everything, but... I'm like, it didn't, no noise. So right away, I did like a search. And apparently, on the Game Boy Color, them speakers are pieces of shit or something because they're always going out. And I'm like, oh, man. But I saw these YouTube videos on how to repair them, one on eBay. I bought, this guy was selling kits because apparently what they were doing, the people take Game Boy Advance speakers because it has a deeper bass because, you know, they're all bumping that techno and I don't know whatever the hell these kids listen to now. But I'm like, I ain't going to get a Game Boy Advance because you have to, it's a bigger speaker, but you got to cut this notch to let this one end of the speaker. I'm like, I ain't doing any of that shit. So I bought this kit on eBay. It had the screw because it has a special tri-tip screw. And I bought all that. I got the speaker. Got it off for like $6. I had to go buy a soldering gun. Bought a Harbor Freight. And I'm pissed off about that because I didn't have a coupon. I needed some new scissors. Any purchase, get a free pair of scissors. And the fucking girl didn't want to give it to him. I'm like, come on, man. You got hundreds of these things. You got one right there. No, man. You need to bring your own. So I'm like, man, screw you, lady. So I bought that and some solder. And then did it yesterday. And I need to work a little bit better on my soldering. But I melted it enough and everything's on there. And turned that bitch on. And it had a lot of bass. Started playing some NBA Jam.
Oh, cool, man. So you're planning to hold on to it or you're going to resell it?
I don't know. I do. I already have two original Game Boys. My dad gave me one. I had the one my mom bought me. I had this Game Boy Color. My sister had another Game Boy Color. So I'm thinking about selling it because it is like a lime green. So I got to look at how much money I spent to repair all this. I was thinking about tricking it out because I do see people put these special lighting on it so you don't need to be under
a backlight.
Yeah, backlight. And I don't know. I was thinking about doing it. I watched a couple YouTube videos, and it doesn't look like it's that hard to do. The kits range all over in price. So I don't know. Because you sell these right now, I mean, they go about $20 to $30, depending on what kind of case they have. It ain't no Pokemon one. They don't sell for high dollars.
Okay, cool, man. Oh, well, it's good to hear, man, that you finally got it repaired and It was a nice little adventure for you. You build up your confidence, and it looks like you might want to dabble into some other shit now.
It's pretty. You open these things up, and as a kid, you're thinking like, man, this is so like it must be so complicated. And yeah. You're a little older. You look. It's just a circuit board. It has the slot, and I think I saw like one like EEPROM or something. And like, oh, this is pretty simple shit. Like, this is like, if this goes out, this whole thing is worthless, you know. And then the battery or the only thing that was wired, it has a ribbon on the screen to the motherboard. And then the only two wires that are out was the speakers. That's the only thing that had actual wiring minus the ribbon. Everything else is just a circuit board.
Oh, it's cool, man. Oh, man, it sounded exciting, man. Let us know how that backlight stuff goes. But kind of staying on the political track a little bit here. I'm not sure if you saw that video, but your boy Paul Ryan was he was being sworn in, or he was swearing somebody in. And the video surfaced a couple days ago,
right,
where his son in the background, he just started dabbing. And it just started getting me laughing, man. I'm like, man, is this was he just trying to make fun of, you know, probably a long, boring day, you know, nosing up with all these rich people or all these political people? And the son was just finally like, man, I'm tired. You know, I'm going to throw a dab in here, you know, just trying to kind of lighten the mood. It just got me a little funny.
I think, like, that's what it said. Like, the kid was just like, because you hear him go, hey, put your head up. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm dabbing, or he mentioned something, right? Yeah, like, yeah. And I'm just like, you dumb. He is just bored out of his mind. Like, he don't know who these people are. He just has to stand there for, like, a couple hours or something.
And he really looks a little older-ish, man. Maybe, like, high teens.
School kid,
I think. You know, like, he's, like, 18, something like that. And it just seemed funny to me, man. It's like a way to lighten the mood, or maybe he was just bored out of his mind, and he's just like, Dad, can I go already? He's like, no, we got to do a couple more pictures, a couple more of this. And he's like, but Dad, I really want to go. And it's just like, just hang on tight. And he's just like, screw it, man. Let me lighten this mood by throwing a dab or two here.
It's like, just, I don't know. I mean, that's the price you pay, man, for being I think he's a congressman, or is it a senator?
I think he's
a House Majority Leader.
I think he's in the Senate, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a senator.
Yeah. But just something funny. Not all politics are serious. This is something that kind of happened there, kind of funny. Something else that cost some money, Andy, and wasn't that funny, was my heater, man. It broke down a week or so ago, and I started having problems with it, and, man, I totally lost heat on one floor.
Yeah, man, it's freezing in here the last time we're recording, man.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, it's nice and warm outside today as of this time of the recording. But when the heater went down, it was probably like one of the coldest days. It was just like single digits outside. So it was pretty cold. And yeah, it kind of sucked, man. The house that we're in now has heat on four different floors. So we were still able to have heat on the other three floors. But the one floor had gone kaput. So I looked at a couple of videos, read a couple of articles about checking thermostats and whatnot. Checked out the thermostat, and it looked to be working. So then I went down to the furnace, the heater, checked a few things there that they suggested in case you're having problems. And, you know, everything seemed fine, man. I couldn't really figure out what the hell the problem was. So I went to talk to a couple guys at work, and there's one guy there, Maya, who's got his heating, you know, certificate or whatever. He's like certified to work on heating units. And he mentioned, yeah, check the solenoid valve. Maybe it's stuck, or maybe it's the coil is busted or something. So I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. Came back, found the four for the four different floors. And sure enough, man, it wasn't opening. The valve wasn't opening, not letting through the water, because I got a water heater.
Did you bang it with a hammer?
No.
Did you tap the solenoid?
I did tap it lightly, because I didn't want to break the pipe either, because, you know, since it's water, I'm like, that's all I really need to do is start hitting this thing, and then the water pipe breaks, and then I'm dealing with not only I don't have heat, but now I got a water leak. So I did tap it kind of lightly. Nothing happened. The good thing is that this valve had a manual override. So I flipped the manual override, and sure enough, man, the valve opened. The room started getting warm. But then I started worrying. I'm like, man, if I leave this valve open, that means water's just going to be constantly running. And, man, not only my heating bill, but just my heater. I'm like, what if it craps out? Because it's like, I can't keep up, you know. It takes breaks as rooms stay, you know, like the ambient temperature is good enough. Right,
temperature
shuts down. And it shuts down and it stays off for a minute or, you know, 10 minutes or whatever, and then it turns back on. So it has these periods of cool down. And to just have it constantly working, I got worried. So I left it on for a little bit just to warm up the room. But then I shut it off, and I'm like, I got to get somebody in, or I got to see if it's easy to replace this valve. So I ended up calling a friend of one of my neighbors here. He recommended somebody, so I give him a call. He came over, changed the valve out, still was having some issues, man. Still was having some issues with the floor. And he's just like, we tested the valve. The valve was opening now. It was opening correctly with the thermostat opening it up. But still, man, there was still some problems.
You got the hammer?
No. Oh. But the guy did recommend. He's just like, you know what? It's been cold outside. There's a piece of ice frozen in some of the piping. So he's like, put some space heater units scattered throughout your floor. Right by the wall where the water heaters are running, and maybe it'll unclog some of this frozen pipe. So I ended up doing that. The guy ended up doing a couple other things to the heater, just kind of maintenance stuff. Ended up paying him, and sure enough, man, he called me the next day. He's just like, hey, man, any results? And in that time since he left and since I started putting the space heater and just kind of moving it down the wall, like every 10 minutes I was move it, shift it over a couple inches so that it could spread heat throughout the whole baseboard. Right. Boom, man, the thing started working. So it was shortly after or shortly before he called me that it started working. So I told him, I'm like, nah, thank God, man, everything started kicking on, started working. The water started flowing, and whatever piece of ice was stuck on there, it apparently was just stuck, and it didn't really expand the tube to the point where I had a leak. Because that was the other concern he had. He's like, if you got ice, if it's frozen enough, it might expand on the pipe and crack it. So he's like, that's the other thing to be worried about. Once this ice piece melts and water starts flowing through it again, that you might have a leak on your hands. So you might have to deal with that. But no, thank the Lord. Everything worked out well. Started running, paid off the guy. Was a little bit of money, but it was definitely more reasonable than having a catastrophe of, you know, replacing the entire heater system and having water pipe issues. So thank you for everything. It ended up working well. The Lord was there, and he took care of us, man. He ended up making it manageable, and we got it fixed.
Always in the winter when shit like that happens with the heaters, it's, well, obviously that's when you use it the most, but usually you will hope like something like that happens early on in the fall. Because, yeah, like, you don't want that shit happening in January or in December. Because that's when they got you, man. Because that's when shit gets really expensive.
No, for sure. And even cars, man, it's the same way. Usually cars during the summer, you know, they have their little problems here and there. But during the winter, it just amplifies those problems. And you start having issues with your car not turning on, the heater not working, the this not working. And, you know,
right.
Thankfully, everything ended up working out. And a little bit of good news, man, my boy Junior, man, he's getting into some wrestling. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but, I was a big wrestling fan back in high school and whatnot.
I believe the term is Mark.
A Mark. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was a fan even from a little kid, you know, maybe not as much, but, once I started hanging around with other people that were also wrestling fans, it just became more and more to where it was like, you know, that water cooler talk at school. So I used to enjoy it quite a bit when I was in high school. And after high school, I kind of grew out of it a little bit. You know, just life was here, and it just didn't offer me enough time to really devote to watching football, watching baseball, watching wrestling, being here for my family. So unfortunately, wrestling had to go. So I've been very happy that in these recent weeks, months, Junior's gotten into wrestling. He started watching a couple pay-per-views with me, just old stuff that I had, and then he really got a liking, a shining to John Cena. So he's really digging John Cena. And I bought some of the newer pay-per-views that had some of his. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he's all right. I don't really care for him too much as a worker, but I could see the appeal that he gives to little kids like Junior's age. They just love all that, the colors, the energy that he brings. So I could really see how people like it.
You should have him watch his reality show with his girlfriend.
Oh, the Bellas.
The Bella show. He's like, I want to say, like, in real life, he's really, like, he's a stickler for, like, good housekeeping.
Yeah, I heard he's kind of like a robot.
Yeah, he's paranoid about everything has its place, the cleanliness. He's kind of a big, comes kind of like, he's a dick when it comes into that stuff. Like, look, you're a hero now.
Yeah, yeah, I did hear kind of some stuff like that. And it's weird because, you know, if Junior doesn't hear this podcast, he still believes that wrestling is real.
Of course it is, Danny. He's still real to me, damn it.
But he thinks it's real, man. So
it is real.
We're watching a match with Triple H and Big Show. And Big Show has a cast on because supposedly he hurt it or something. I don't know what the hell happened to him.
At least they didn't have the rib patch thing.
So he had a cast on his wrist or his hand or something. And he was having a match with Triple H, and Triple H bust out the, what's that, sledgehammer. Yeah, he bust out the sledgehammer and ends up hitting him with the sledgehammer in his hand. And Junior must have flew a couple feet, man. He jumped out of his chair and he's just like, oh my God, Daddy, you just broke his hand again. And he was like all excited. And I'm like, damn, buddy. I'm like, yeah, hopefully Big Show's okay. And then a little bit more and the match goes on and Triple H rips the cast off his hand. And he's just like, no,
was
Daddy.
Big Show selling him?
Yeah, no, like, yeah. Oh, man, oh, he was selling him, man. Yeah. So Junior got really excited. He's just like, oh, my God, Daddy, that's not fair. Triple H can't do that. He's like, his hand is broken. He needs to leave the cast on. And he got, like, really worked up. And I'm like, man, this shit is working for little kids, man. The heel is getting heat, you know, Triple H.
Right.
The heel being Triple H. And he's getting the heat from Junior because Junior's getting mad that he keeps, you know, playing dirty to get the upper hand in this match. And, you know, he's starting to dig Big Show because of that. So I'm like, man, this is like a wrestling 101, and it's working, man. And it's really fun to see that in his eyes. I haven't bursted the bubble. You know, I haven't told him the Santa Claus wrestling thing yet. So he still believes.
Just let him find out when he's older.
Yeah,
I remember my uncles and my dad telling me, this shit's fake. I'm like, no, it's not. He's like, the wrestling in Mexico is real, but this is fake. it's real real wrestling.
How old were you when that came?
I think the first time I really, really remember it had to be like 6th, 5th grade. Okay. And I remember I used to watch Superstars. My dad and me used to watch wrestling. He loved wrestling with me. And then he loved Hogan. That's how we liked Hogan. And then we would watch Saturday Night's Main Event. He would let me stay up to watch it. And I remember like, man, this is so 88. So yeah, so it's like around 5th or 6th grade. And then I remember asking him, ¿Va a ver lucha tonight on Channel 5 en la noche? He's like, oh, okay. And we would stay up and watch, like, I remember, like, the big one, Macho Man getting bit by the snake. To this day, I'm still haunted by that. You remember that? He had him tied up in the rope.
Yeah.
And he started bleeding. I'm like, you don't tell me that's not real. That's real. He's bleeding. And my dad's like, eh. It's like, mentiras. That's not a real snake. Like, look, he's bleeding.
Yeah.
And then my dad be like, man, how'd they do that? And
I saw some documentaries on that. And supposedly they didn't want the snake to bite him that bad, but they couldn't get the snake off.
And then, the Macho Man said, do it. It's like, go ahead. I'll sell it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I remember seeing that. That was the big one. Like, we watched Saturday Night's Main Event. And then when we would watch Superstars or something like that in the afternoon on Saturday, my uncles would be over because they're going to watch baseball. And I'd be watching it. And like, why are you watching? This is fake. Like, no, it's not fake. And then I'd be like, I used to record it to watch it later. And he would, like, slow down the tape. Look, he's not even punching. I'd be looking at it like, man, what's going on? Like, man, he just burst in my bubble, Theo. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then that's when I'm like, oh, man. And then I started so you got a little bit older, you kind of like, you know, you go out of it. And then when I got back into it in high school, and then that's when the internet started becoming more prevalent. So you would read all this stuff. And then I didn't know about the dirt sheets till like college, like the Dave Meltzer. Like, he would read all the background. Or the 900 hotlines. I never called that because that shit was expensive. Like, how would they know this stuff? Like, because I used to think, watching growing up, I always tell my dad, let's go watch the, I wanted to go see wrestling, like, but where are they having, like, it would say, like, Hershey, Pennsylvania. Like, they're wrestling right now at 9 in the morning. Like, to me as a kid, that's what I thought, because I thought they were broadcasting it live. I don't know if it was taped, like, weeks in advance or whatever.
Yeah, and Junior has that illusion, too.
Yeah, dude.
We'll start watching wrestling, and he's like, Daddy, is this for real? And I'm just like, what do you mean for real? And he's just like, are they wrestling right now? And I'm like, no, buddy, this is a taped thing. He's like, that's why Triple H got hair, and now he's bald.
He's old.
Yeah. So he's just like, oh, okay. So this is an old match. This is old Triple H. And I'm like, well, actually, it's younger Triple H, but it's an older match, yes.
Yeah, and that's why I said, like, it's my uncles, they burst my mind because nobody liked it. And then they would talk about Mexican wrestling, like Santo, Blue Demon, Rayo de Jalisco, you know, Perro Aguayo. And I'm just like, that's real wrestling. And, like, I would watch some of it. I'm like, oh, it's cool. They do all these fancy moves. It wasn't like here. But I'm like, but this is real? Like, yeah, that's real. Like, you know, that's how they would sell it to me. So that's why I kind of grew up watching a little bit, I mean, Mexican wrestling, Lucha Libre, pero, because, you know, it was real, you know, and the other shit was all fake.
But no, man, he's really digging John Cena. I got him one of the spinning belts. I ended up finding one on the internet, a used one, because you can't buy that shit new anymore, unless you want to pay like $300, but... Ended up finding one on eBay, like a slightly used one. I got him a couple of John Cena figures.
So, real quick, what are you showing him? Just old DVDs?
Yeah, right now, because I don't have cable, so I can't watch, like, Raw or SmackDown.
You
don't
show him anything on YouTube? Or?
Well, he sees a few things when he glances at it, but mostly the stuff that we've been watching is, like, pay-per-views. Like
if,
you know,
if you bring him,
TLC,
like,
matches.
Yeah, like, really old stuff. Like, if I bring you, like, I got some old duplicate DVDs, like, and one of them is, like, the history of the IC title. Like, if he sees, like, Honky Tonk Man or some shit, or, like, Shawn Michaels, he's going to be like, who are these guys? Is this old or is this new?
I don't know if it'll capture his imagination, just because I we did watch a match where John Cena was fighting, like, Shawn Michaels. And then he's like, who's this guy? And I'm like, oh, he's a wrestler that used to wrestle in Daddy when Daddy was younger, but he's older now. And he's just like, oh, okay. And it didn't really capture his interest. It, like, he liked...
You didn't like the Shawn Michaels, the boy toy?
To me, the stuff that he liked, or from what I can tell, is the stuff that's really gimmicky. Like the,
he's a kid, yeah.
Like Kane. He really likes Kane's interest with the explosions and the fire. And he's like, oh, cool, Kane, you know, this and that. So that's the stuff he likes. And that's the stuff that I liked when I was a kid. You know, I liked all that gimmicky stuff, honky talk, you know, dancing when he's coming out with his
guitar.
Does
he like The Miz when the girls or anything like that? Or he just like, probably likes, well, has he seen the New Day?
You know, I don't think he's seen too much. Yeah, I don't think he's seen too much New Day. But he has seen The Miz. He doesn't really care for the women wrestling. I'll show him some. I showed him like a triple threat, you know, whatever.
Like, this is really good wrestling, mijo. Let daddy concentrate.
And he really doesn't care for it. I don't know if it's that he's embarrassed because one of the matches that we were watching was a bra and panty match.
Awesome.
And he got kind of like self-conscious and he's just
this
like.
Is inappropriate. You watched it.
It was like that, dude. I don't know if he was, like, embarrassed to watch it in front of my wife. So he's just like, I don't like these matches, Daddy. He's like,
Daddy loves this stuff, Mijo.
He's like, can we forward it to it? And that's what I kept telling my wife. I'm like, baby, this is important for him to see these matches. This is the
women
history.
Women is a good part of wrestling history.
But, yeah, he didn't really care for it too much. So we'll see, man.
That's why Atlanta's rolling her eyes.
But long way to get to this point. I ended up buying some tickets to WWE. They're coming pretty close to town, not here in Chicagoland area. I gotta actually drive to East Moline, just because John Cena is gonna be on it, and I was looking to see when John Cena was gonna be back in the area, and with all these rumors that he might retire or he might
he's focusing his
on the movie career and other stuff. And other stuff. So with all those rumors going around, with the rumors of him going to like a Brock Lesnar kind of schedule where he just pops in maybe on pay-per-views. Yeah. With all those rumors, I'm like, I got to get in while I can. And so he's going to be in East Moline in a couple days. So I ended up buying a ticket.
Real quick, did you show Junior the Cena Rock matches from the WrestleManias?
No, I don't think it was on any of the DVDs that I bought yet.
You should show him those on there. I'll be interested to see if he likes Cena or The Rock more.
He does. He knows of The Rock.
Yeah.
He knows because I've seen some of the. I've shown him some of those matches, you know, when The Rock was wrestling Hogan.
Right.
And stuff like that. And he knows of The Rock, especially like in the movies because we've seen a couple like Journey to the, I don't know what it's called, that The Rock's in. And that kind of confuses him too. Like, I thought he was a wrestler. What's he doing in the forest? So that part, it kind of, he doesn't grasp it as much. And even the John Cena movies, we watched a few actually yesterday, I think. And he was just like, why is his name Sam?
The Marine or something?
Yeah, we watched The Marine and the one after that, 12 rounds.
12 rounds is, it was good, and then it just got real hokey.
I actually liked it better than The Marine. There's two sequels to that. Yeah. I like it better than The Marine, but we watched both of those, and in The Marine, his name is John, but in 12 rounds, his name is like Daniel or Sam or something. And he was just like, why isn't his name John Cena, Daddy? And I'm like, buddy, he's an actor. He's portraying this character, but he is John Cena, but he's pretending to be Daniel or whatever he was. And I was like, he's not really a policeman. He's just pretending. And then he started finally like getting it because even other movies, he's had trouble understanding that Macaulay Culkin is not really in a house alone with, you know, strangers trying to break in. He
don't look like that no more.
Yeah, and it definitely doesn't look like that anymore. And he was having trouble. Which I understand, I get it, you know, because there's all these crazy people out there that have these issues separating reality from TV. And so it's been something that me and Alana have been trying to explain. I've been showing them like documentaries on the making ofs. And I show them, I'm like, look, these people, they're filming the video and they're using computers to simulate, you know, having an arrow go through their shoulder, but it's not really going through their shoulder. It's just computers. And blah, blah, blah. And I'll show him all these special effects for like Lord of the Rings. He's like, they're not really behind a waterfall. He's just like, that's just computers simulating it.
I'd be more worried about him thinking like every wrestler's movie is great because he's going to be disappointed. A lot of them suck.
Yeah, actually they do. My wife was kind of digging it. She's into that Steven Seagal old 80s movies. So she was digging it. But to me, I was just like, man, The Marine is
the
bad.
Marine, the first one, it's an action flick. Okay, and that was released in the theater, and every Marine after that has been straight to DVD. They did one with Ted DiBiase's kid.
Yeah.
The Marine 2. Part 2. He's in like an island, and then The Miz took over that, and the first one was all right, and then the second one, I was just like, this is like, it's not all right. It's just him blowing shit up on a motorcycle, what I remember. And then the fourth one, they made another one. He's like, oh yeah, the Marine. I reinvigorated the franchise. It's the highest number one, most selling WWE in history movie DVD and all this other crap. And they made another one. Now they're just cranking them all out with with a bunch of bad movies like The Leprechaun. Kane has a movie. You know,
yeah,
you notice
See
that?
No Evil
yeah,
or something.
They
like
made
that.
A sequel to that too. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. I'm glad to see that Junior's into it because I want to see his perspective. Like, because this is obviously who they're targeting for the wrestling, and to see him get all worked up. Again, you're watching older stuff. That's why I'm asking, well, how much of the new stuff he's seen?
Kofi Kingston. He's really into Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, that guy just jumping all over. He's like a freaking rubber band just jumping all over the place in his old days. Yeah.
That's the thing that's really appealing to him, which is totally weird to me, but it's funny, man. It's really cool to see in the perspective of a young fan that doesn't have all these, you know,
like we know what's
NWO
going on, yeah.
or even the know, like you said, you know, of what's going on. But it was cool, man. It's cool. I'm excited. We got the tickets in a couple of weeks. I think it's like mid or end of February that we're going. So it's going to be exciting, man.
Front row seats, man.
No front row. I know my wife wanted it. She's like, oh, well, if it's going to be like our only time to see him, let's get front rows. And I'm like, babe, I'm like, it's like $500 a ticket.
You're going to get the VIP package to meet him?
I'm like, I'm not going to spend $2,000 to go sit in the front row and have the chance that he might come by my aisle. And then I get to like slap him in the shoulder as he's walking by. And I'm like, yeah,
you
I don't
push
think
him.
So.
Try to show, mira, mijo, your boy ain't so tough.
Or be like your dad. What was the story where your dad grabbed Mr. Perfect's arm, or what was
it? I think I've told this where he took us to a wrestling show, me, my sister, my cousin, and at Rosemont, the main event was Hogan versus Andre the Giant, and me and my cousin, like, we're going straight to our seats because we don't want to miss anything. And my dad's like, let's go walk around. I'll get us into the back and stuff. And he's like, no, Dad, we just want to stay here. I don't want to miss anything. So he's like, you know, we're like freaking 9 years old, you know, get in and stay there. I don't care. And he took my sister. And when they came back, my sister's like, oh, my God, we saw all these wrestlers. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, Dad just went through some door. We're just walking around that he grabbed Hogan's 24-inch pythons.
Yeah, and he squeezed it. And he's like,
he like punched, like he met like the $1 million man before they got thrown out or something. And I'm just like, really? And she's like, yeah. She was like freaking super excited. And me and my cousin look at each other like, what the hell? Why didn't we go with him? Like, and I asked her at the time, like, I don't know. And like, man, we should have gone. And like, who cares? And like, they saw Big Boss Man, Jake the Snake, and Hulk Hogan. My dad's like, yeah, man, his biceps were huge. Those are freaking pythons. He goes, he was hard. They were like really hard.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. And I remember to that day, I remember for a while, I was like super pissed I didn't go back there with him.
So we'll see, man. We'll see if I come back with any John Cena squeezing bicep story. So in a couple of weeks, we're going to head down there and see how it turns out. We got half-decent tickets. We're not in nosebleeds, but we got half-decent tickets. But, yeah, man, jumping into the article for this week, talking about some bad news, man. This article that we ended up finding, pharmaceutical companies, how a lot of them are being accused of delaying generic versions of their drugs. I know it became a big thing with the EpiPen and how they skyrocketed the pricing, and there wasn't really a good alternative for customers to use. And the EpiPen's used a lot for like peanut allergies and whatnot, like allergies to sting bees or bee stings. So, you know, this article kind of goes into it and how these big companies, these big pharmaceutical companies, they hold down these smaller companies trying to come out with the generics. And, you know, I don't mind generic drugs. I'm not one of those guys that I need the premium drug. I in fact, ask for the generic just because I don't want my copay to be $50 a month. You know, I want my copay to be $10 a month for some generic equivalent. So
can you really put a price on your health, Danny?
You know, I can if I want to eat for and have my medicine. Drugs.
Yeah, again, I'm not saying I'm in the perfect health, but I don't have any type of maintenance medicine, and I kind of get what, like, yes, the big pharmaceuticals, like, yeah, they got enough money, but they spend a lot of money to find some of these medicines, so they have a patent on it. They can try to control it as long as they can, and they are trying to recoup as much money and make as much money as you can. Now, I don't know legally what they're really trying to do, but I kind of see them, they would do that because they want to make as much money as they can off of that.
Yeah, man, it's kind of scary, kind of going back to a little bit like how we talked about when Trump was coming in and the Obamacare. You know, these pharmaceutical companies, man, they make tons of money. It's just a money grab sometimes, man. They come out with these maintenance drugs. They sell them on commercials. They have tons of money for marketing.
Marketing. It's a freaking medicine. Like, why would you need to market medicine? It's a purely American thing because they want you to go ask your doctor about this. Oh, you can't. Your leg shakes a lot. We got a pill for that. And I'm pretty sure there's a generic version of that too. It's just the pharmaceuticals, obviously, they're big corporations. Their biggest concern is not curing people, or they want to make money.
Oh, yeah. And that's the funny part, man, is that they just go out and they market these things, and they come out with like, yeah, there's two or three different problems. There's this, that, and the other. If you're having this problem, this pill's good for that. If you're having this problem, this pill's good for that. And then at the very end of this commercial, infomercial, whatever it is, they ended up with a list of, well, these are the possible side effects. You might have diarrhea, bowel syndromes. You might have this problem. You might have that problem. You might have bleeding in your heart. You might have, you know, backache, headaches, nausea. And they come out with like this list of all these like symptoms you might have. And it's just like, man, you cure one thing, or you pacify one symptom, and then you end up getting like four other ones. So is it really worth it to take some of these meds sometimes?
Well, look at this the one that they're thing, it reached $1.1 billion in 2011. You think they're not going to try to protect that money? You don't want to lose $1 billion or any type of market share when you're making $1 billion in 1 year off of medicine. I mean, you're going to try to protect as much of it as you can, because, you know, people like you who need this and they're asking for generics, that's going to be a big chunk of your sales, you know. So it's kind of messed up, and Like, I see, I think they might have recouped their money if you made $1 billion in 1 year. I mean, how much money did it cost to make this thing? It can't be more than $1 million, I think.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing to keep in mind is that a lot of these companies, they don't just sell one type of medicine. Sometimes they go across the board and sell different things. So that million, I imagine, is not just solely for the EpiPen. It might be for other branches of meds that they offer. But still, man, a million is, or a billion or whatever it was, that is a lot of money,
I mean,
man.
That's a lot of freaking money, man. I wish I had one thing that made $1.1 billion.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, one day, Andy, man, Freeform Network will be worth that much and we'll be able to sell it.
Yeah, look at this. In 2001 and through 2005, annual sales of this was, from 2001, it was $87 million. In 4 years, it made $475 million.
Wow, man.
And then, you know, what is it, like 6 years later, it's over $1 billion. So, yeah, I think they're going to try to protect that patent or whatever they're trying to do. I don't want generics because they'll put a big dent on their sales.
No, yeah, man. It's kind of bad, man. It's bad practice just because the consumer ends up paying. Like I mentioned earlier, if I didn't have insurance, I would have to pay this $6,000 medicine. And the reason it's $6,000 a month, it's because there's no generic equivalent of it right now. Right now, that med that my wife takes, it is only available as a premium med that no generic is offered. So are they in the same boat where a generic might be out there, but this company that fabricates the name brand premium version, are they holding back the generic version so that they don't come out and end up taking most of their sales? Because I could bet you, man, if you're offered let's say a $30 medicine versus a $6,000 medicine, most people are going to go for that $30 one.
It depends what you can handle. Like, if it was me, if I wasn't in bad financial shape, I think I would take the premium stuff.
The $6,000 one?
If I had money, but I don't, so I would take whatever the...
Oh, but yeah, well, I mean, what kind of money are we talking about?
I was a billionaire, yeah.
Oh, well, they, billionaire, yeah.
Like, yeah, give me two just for the hell
of it. But let's just say you're a thousandaire.
Oh, but yeah, $1,000 you want. Like, I'm gonna go to the guy in the. I know a guy in this at the flea market.
Can get those
for, yeah, he'll get them for you, man. Uh-huh. From Mexico.
Yeah, he'll
improve. Now you don't know what the hell you're getting or how they made it, but it'd be dirt cheap, right?
Yeah, well, that's another thing too. I know some people that travel down to Mexico or even up to Canada to get these pharmaceuticals at a cheaper price because here in the States, the premiums are just that, man. They're a premium cost. Premium money, and you're going to pay definitely a lot more than you would usually.
I don't know. Like I said, I've never been on any type of maintenance medicine. When I do buy medicine, they've never really asked me for the generic. I've always paid whatever it is. I'm just like, yeah. I think the last time I went to the doctor about a month ago for, for my sore throat. She gave me this pill. They didn't ask me if I wanted generic. I don't know how that shit works. I just paid, I think it was like $8. And that was it. And I was more concerned about, for my congestion. She's like, I can't really give anything. Just get Sudafed. And I went and asked the girl, the nice little old Indian lady at CVS. She's like, oh, Sudafed is like $20+. The CVS is like $11. I took the CVS.
no price for your health, huh, Andy?
Nah, man. I was just like, damn, man. I got to go. I want to go gambling later. I think I better. Maybe I could turn that $10 I'm going to save into
$100. Shit, Andy. No, man. Good for you, man. Good for you. There you go, man.
When I'm paying, yeah. But when the insurance pays, I want the premium, man.
Yeah, man. Good. Good thought, man. Yeah. Turn that 10 into maybe like 60, man.
I'm like, do they got this stuff at the dollar store? Or Walmart's 88-cent medicine thing in the back somewhere.
Now, for the Sudafed, was it behind the counter, even though
they had it behind the counter.
Yeah, because you can't Sudafed, just buy that shit anymore.
Sudafed PE. She said, Sudafed PE is going to take care of that congestion for you immediately. And I'm like, okay. And I went looking for it. And I go, hey, I'm looking for the doctor said she gets Sudafed PE. Oh, back here. Which one do you want? Sudafed is this or the CVS one is cheaper? And they had them in the back. She went and grabbed it from the back and just paid it when I bought my prescription.
Because ever since that Breaking Bad and people...
Oh, that's meth? Is meth made out of that?
Some of them are made out of that. And The other thing is most won't let you buy more than like two at a time. So they'll only sell you like two. Like if you're like, eh, let me get two or three because you know, I don't want to come back next month or something.
So if I would have done some meth, it would have cleared up my congestion right away.
Yeah, for sure, man. Especially that blue meth.
The crystal.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like they made it out of cough syrup or some shit.
Well, something. I don't know the exact thing. I've never cooked meth, so I don't know the exact ingredients. But in the first season of Breaking Bad, they alluded to the guy ended up cleaning out like all the neighborhood CVS stores and buying this cough syrup or not cough syrup, but cough pills or the allergy pills like Sudafed and stuff like that. So I know it. The active ingredient is in those pills. So they ended up getting that stuff. So, yeah, man, that's why they have them behind the counter. Even though they're over the counter and you could buy it without a script, you still have to go ask the pharmacy because they have to kind of keep an eye on who they sell it to.
And yeah, that's why it was just I figured it was something to do with, like, they turned that into some other type of drug. That's why they had it in the back. So, like I said, when you get insurance, you got a little bit more options. I know when we have our insurance meetings at work, the insurance company is like, ask for the generic or do the mail order thing, right? That's the other big one. Order it for the mail order. But I've seen people go through some shit when they run out of medicine or they're late on a shipment. Like, you get freaking screwed and they're scrambling around trying to come up with these pills or something.
No, yeah, yeah. I myself, I do the mail order because, like you said, I'm on a maintenance medicine. So I have like a pill organizer. So as soon as I fill my pill organizer and I'm down and I don't have enough for my next sort, once I do my next month or next week of organizing my pills, that's when I order it. And usually it comes in time and I have no problem. So for me, mail order works right.
I remember my sister going through that through the mail order, and she would call and they're like, oh, we're waiting for this or for that, and they always ship out of Florida, and sometimes they expected they would have to overnight it. It was like all this like headache. It's just like it wasn't cool. And then she couldn't just go to the doctor or something, and then something with the insurance, you can just go to Walgreens and ask for it. It was like very complicated and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And on my wife, some of that specialty medicine, like I mentioned, she can't just go to anywhere Walgreens and pick it up. She needs to either mail order it or she needs to make arrangements with the company to send it to a CVS store so that she can be able to pick it up. Because I believe they're partnered with CVS or at least this pharmaceutical company. But man, yeah. Like you said, sometimes it could be a pain in the ass, so most people would rather drive to the store. But for me, for the most part, the mail order's been working. I think only once or twice since I've been on it, I've had to go to Walgreens just because I goofed up and didn't get a refill in time. So I needed the meds and ended up going to like Walgreens to pick up my next script just to hold me off for a month until I get the mail order thing going
sick
again.
Sick people around here, man.
Damn right, man.
Drain on the economy.
Don't worry, man. Trump's in there. He's going to fix it, he said.
I'm ready to get paid.
Yep. And I think everybody else is ready to get out of here, Andy, man. That's about all the time we have for you today. We'd like to thank you all for listening and also for following us on Facebook. And if you're not following us, please do so. Facebook and Twitter is Freeform Network. Send in questions and suggestions, things that you want us to know about. We're making it more of a point this year to follow and answer all of our questions that we receive. So please send them in. We're going to be answering them and sending you replies or even talking about them over our podcast. Free FFNquestions@gmail.com. Also visit our webpage, freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you're going to see all of our links to other podcast servers. You could download from any of them. Hit that like and subscribe button and whichever one that you're using. And if you don't see one that you like, which I highly doubt because we got like, what, it's a dozen now or so, man? It's a ton of them.
So much of them, yeah. I can't keep up.
But yeah, man, if you don't see one that you like, let us know and we'll do our best to get on it. But yeah, hit that like, man. It really helps our numbers and we see them. We definitely see them. We keep an eye on the analyticals. And it definitely goes up when you do so. But for Freeform Radio, my name is Daniel.
And I will take my seat down hopefully this week, Andy.
Yes, sir. We'd like to thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next week. Bye.
That was cool, Dad.